So we're starting Daf Yud Gimel, and we're starting for the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, right before the end of the parak. Zok the Mishnah, Loi Rotza Leftoisai. Let's say a Yisrael has a firstborn chamar, firstborn donkey. The halacha is he has to give a seh to the kohen. Unless he doesn't want to, he doesn't have a seh, he doesn't want to be paid it. Zok the pasuk that what do? Arfai, you chop off the head of the chamar of the Yisrael, and he loses his chamar. Arfa ma'achayra v'kayvra. And you bury it, kutz asa v'hana, according to our Tan of our Mishnah. Mitzvah sabdiya kedemus mitzvah arifa. The mitzvah of pidyon is better than arifa. Shenemam lo yisifta, if you don't not pay it with a seh, then v'arafta. So the ikka mitzvah is to pay it with a seh. If you don't do that, then the mitzvah is to chop off its head. And the Mishnah will give other examples where there's two mitzvahs and one of them is before the other one. The halach is that an oma of Ria could be mekudeshes to her adon, or her adon's son even, with the money of that bought her as an oma of Ria. So mitzvah, and that's called yiyud. Mitzvah is yiyida, kodemes mitzvah sahapadiyah. It's better for the adon, for the master, to marry his maidservant, you know, the servant, the oma of Ria, then to let her redeem herself. That's the mitzvah yiyud first. She doesn't do yiyud, then she's paid herself. Now, next is yiba. Mitzvah yiba kedemes mitzvah chalitza. We know that if someone has a brother, if a person has a brother who dies without children, then his wife needs chalitza or yibum. So mitzvah hayibum kedemes mitzvah chalitza. The chetchilif is to yibum. If you can't do yibum, you don't want, then you do chalitza. But Rishayna Shem Miskavim Shem Mitzvah, that's when we said Yibum is a bigger mitzvah. But now, V'achshem Miskavim Shem Mitzvah, not Miskavim Shem Mitzvah, Omru, Mitzvah Chalitza Kedemus Mitzvah Yibum. Then we say Mitzvah Chalitza is before Mitzvah Yibum because we don't want that if it's the wrong kavanah, so it comes out that being over the Issa Eishas Ach, and therefore Chazal said that the Mitzvah Chalitza is before Mitzvah Yibum. The last halacha in the Mishnah, mitzvah ha'geula ba'adoin hu koidim l'chol adam, shenema avim lo yigael v'nimka ba'arkecha. Geula is talking about someone's makdish, a behema that's not roya for a carbon. The halacha is that it goes to the Beit HaGabayis. And the owner has a right to be paid it first. And if he's not paid it, then someone else could do it. Like the pasuk says, "Agul ba'adon who kardim chol adam." Now, lo yigael v'nim kaver kacha. If the owner of the behemah, original owner of behemah, is not paid it, then it'll be sold for its worth. Hadra lo halakech uber chamayra. For those who finished it, the last halacha is someone takes an animal that's not ready for carbon, and he says, "This is hekdesh." So now, what does hekdesh do with animal? So hekdesh, they're going to sell the animal and take the money, but the owner has a right first to be paid it himself. He actually has to make a chaimish. He has a right to paid it first. And when he doesn't do it, then they sell it. But he has first dibs, and that's what it means. Mitzvah him first. That's the end of this parak, starting a new parak now. So first parak, as we said, we're talking about Petah Chamar, first one Chamar. The rest of the Masech, we're talking about Bechar Behematar and Bechar Adam. We'll finish with Bechar Petah Chamar. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Halakeach uber pirasa shavachavim. A para is a kosher animal, is a cow, and its firstborn is called a bechar. And the halacha is you give it to the kohen, and the kohen brings it as a carbon. That's the halacha of bechar. So halakeach uber pirasa shavachavim. Let's say someone purchases the uber from a cow of a guy. So the cow belongs to the guy, and he purchases the baby. Va'maychalah, he sells him the baby. Both those cases, since the guy has a bialis in this behema, obviously, Rishon, you're not allowed to sell any animal behema gasa to a guy. You will see, it still has to be, make your potter and bechar. I'm a shtat of loy or your shutta if you bought a parah together. I'm a kabal memenu. Makabal means you take his parah and you take care of it, and therefore, for that, and instead, you know, for payment, you get a shutvis in the animal. Or by noise, love a kabal, you give it to the guy to take care of it, and he gets a shutvis in the animal. So all five cases are cases where a guy has some kind of shutvis in the animal. The loch is a potter min abachayra, shenema bi Yisrael av loy b'acherim. It says in the pasuk that chayav b'char, only Yisrael is chayav b'char, not acherim, not a guy. And as Taisa says on Daf Gimel Beis, this is what they do these days. that people who have animals, they don't want to have to, they're even supposed to do this because they don't want to have a michshul of having a bechar. Therefore, they always make a shutvas akum. So it's very important to know how to make a shutvas akum.
50-50 or?
No, they can do anything. We have it for even give you have to give some part of the animal to the guy.
Yeah.
Or give the Uber to the guy. And you see, it has to make a real kenyan. They do a real kenyan. You have to do a real kenyan there because it's a shiloh deraisis over here. But the mindset, the minig is to do it. So here we have five different ways to be a shutvas. And all the cases are part of a mechar. And a new part of the Mishnah that we also had mentioned before. Kahanim velavim chayovim b'bechara. A kahanim velavim chayovim b'bechara. So nifteru b'bechara b'bechara b'hem b'tayra. They weren't nifted from that. Elavim pidin ha-ben p'atachamar. The only thing they're part of for is pidin ha-ben p'atachamar. But the chayiv for b'bechara b'hem b'tayra. What do they do with the b'bechara? They take it and bring it as a carbon. They don't have to give it to anyone else. But there's a din b'bechara on b'hem b'tayra even by kahanim. That's the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara Vayta. My area, why does the Masechta start with a chamar? My area, the Tani Uber Chamar Rebereisha, the Tani Uber Parasa. List the Rebereisha, let it start, the Masechta start off Uber Parasa. Let's start off with a cow, a Bukhar of a cow, which is Dushah Gufu, it brings our carbon. But list the Uber Chamar Dush Damhu. Then speak about Petah Chamar, which is only monetary Kedusha, not Kedushah Guf. Chamar, you start off with the carbon. It's more important, you know, Behemet Tayra. Why start off with Behemet Tameya, Chamar? I'm a Rav of two terutzim. If I say, I did the chaviv like Rav Chanina, since it was chaviv, Petach was very chaviv like Rav Chanina. What's Rav Chanina? Rav Chanina is, has to do a Pesach, a vessel. Rav Chanina says, we had it before, that why dafka chamar all behemoth mei was zaycheh? Because every person in Mitzrayim walked out with 90 chamarim full of gold and silver, so they were special, and therefore, that's a special member. Therefore, we put the whole, they got the first in the second because of that. The boys say, "I did the zutrin mila the behemah tameya pasuk shadlay." Since it's much less, Rashi brings this down at the beginning of the Masechta. That the reason is, since behemah tameya has much less halachas, so we just take care of that and we put it aside. Now we'll concentrate on behemah tameya the rest of the Masechta, which is much more stuff. Therefore, we get this out of the way and we do the rest. Zotu Gemara Vayta.
Shows the chesivus of Ratzifus.
Ratzifus. What do you mean? I don't understand. I mean, it's short. Get that out of my head. Whatever. Yeah, tell me afterwards. Now we're talking about kinyanim. What's the kinyanim of this bechar that makes you potter or chayiv? Yisrael shenasa moyes la'ovet chacham behemtai. A Yisrael that gives money to a guy for his behemah, b'dinehem. Since we're going with Bidinehem, after Pish Loy Mashach, even though you didn't make a Mashicha, you're Kaina v'chayavis b'chayra. You give money to a guy for his animal, you are Kaina the animal, and you're Chayav b'chayra. V'ayvachavim shenosamay isli Yisrael behemtai. And a guy, is the opposite case, where a guy gives money to Yisrael for his behema, Bidinehem, and his dinim, Avish Loy Mashach, even though you didn't make a Mashicha, Kana, the guy is Kaina the behema, Pata m'na b'chayra, and he's Pata from b'chayra. So what do you see from here? You see from here that Sai from you from the guy from you, Kinyan Mayais, Kinyan Kesef works. And you don't need Mashiach. The Mara doesn't elaborate on this now. Amamai, Yisrael Shinosa Mayus Levichav Medineim, Afish Lemashach Kano. And Yisrael gives money to a guy, Bidineim, whatever that, we'll see that word means in a second. Afish Lemashach, you're going to make a Mashiach, Kano Yikaina, Vechayavis Bechari, Yikaina Vechinyan Kesef. My Bidineim, what does Bidineim mean? What does Bidineim mean? He named it the name of the Gufa that says like this, that you give money to a guy and like the name the Gufa, but which means that when you buy a guy it works that way. So here also to work. If someone buys Eved Kanani, he's kind of a Kesef. How do we know? It says by Eved Kanani, Lashon Resh Zachuza, which sounds like it's like Karka. Hikisha Kosov La'achuza, Ma'achuza. Just like karka is niknas bekesef uveshtar uvechazaka, I've ever can I nikna bekesef bekesef uveshtar uvechazaka. Memoyda lekolshkin, mad that I could buy the guy himself with money, with kesef. So of course his money I could buy with kesef, and that's the Gemara means with the name. That's why if I buy a shar a para from a guy, it works king kesef because I can buy him with kesef, so I can buy that. That's what it means with the name. A kavachayim. If that's the case, imken a fill b'shtar chazakonami. So imken, you should be able to buy the shar, buy the paro, the shtar chazakon. We know that's not true. That's kash number one. Kash number two is that it's not a good kavachayim. Why Yisrael Yisrael Yechichu? The gufei kana bekesef moina. A Yisrael could buy his friend as an eved ivri with kesef. Bekesef memoinoi b'mashicha. But money, when you buy a hammer from your friend, you have to use mashicha. So you see, it's not a kavachayim. Money could be different than the guf. Don't bring a kavachayim. Money could be different than guf. So what does b'dinei mean? Elama baya. You know what b'dinei means? B'dinei shepaskulam tyra. The Torah said, us, you know, established that a goy uses kinyan kesef. It says in the pasuk, then this is the makar for kinyan mashicha. Akana miyada misecha, miyada misecha from your friend who the mashicha. The miyada misecha. Sit over here. He's not coming. Miyada misecha who the mashicha. The deek is like this. It's kana miyada misecha. When's the mashicha? From when it's your friend.
What? Well,
you will buy them with kesef, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the thing, I would assume it's only kesef. I don't know about shtar chazaka. I don't know about that. Only kesef. What? Also, with kesef chazaka. No, kesef itself works. Yeah. Yeah. What? No, you're stark. You're stark right then. But the kinyan is done with kesef. It means that once you give kesef, it can't be chayzer. You have Eidim, you give kesef, you can't be chayzer. So it means kinyan. So it can't be yad misecha. Yad misecha with the mishicha. Am yad v'chavim bekesef. The diik is the only by yad misecha, which is you know the yid is mishicha work. But by goy you have to use kesef. That's a diik. So what the name means in the din Torah that's mavuyer that a goy is kind of things with kesef. And therefore, when the goy, when you buy from a goy, a para, it works with kesef. Maybe there's no kinyan until it comes to the Rosh Hashanah. You're not cutting that off from a guy. Not kesef, not chazot, not mashicha. Miyad mesecha means only through a yid you have a kinyan. But if by a guy you have to wait till it comes to your Rosh. You can't say that. And here we can't have any pircha. It's even like this. Since we find by his guf that it's such a musig as kinyan, it has to be this idea as kinyan by mamon. No, we slugged up a specific kavachaymer because we had a pircha from Yisrael. This is a mashicha. This, but we find kinyan that you're not going to slug up. This is a musig of kinyan, but you don't know if it comes to your resource. The musig of kinyan by a guf of a guy when you buy a guy. So zikha mamon is like that.
Why,
Evid Ivriyosa? Well,
they
haven't. They've already even said that. No, no. We're telling you now, if I buy a guy, a part from a guy, could Kenyan work? Saying, Madach can buy the guy himself with a Kenyan, and Zicha can buy the thing.
What?
He's
doing a part from
you, a part from no, right. What's how it shouldn't work? So really, I'm Yad Masecha now, as I have it. It says, Daf Akon Yad Masecha. Maybe Kenyan only works from your friend, not from a guy. Maybe in the Pasuk. What? Only from a lady. Amisecha is not like a lady. Amisecha is your friend. Any other yid, that's a diyek, and not from a guy.
This whole thing is only the Reish Lakish.
That what?
According to Rabbi Yechon,
yeah.
There is no such thing as Tvar Torah Ma'is Kain.
Uh huh. Right. Yeah.
So the whole thing doesn't start.
Tomorrow we'll talk about that a little later on. It's not exactly what you're saying, but tomorrow we'll talk about. We'll help you out a little later on. Zog to Gemara. No kinyan at all. Amri lo yisaka daitach. Kavachaymum gufa kaina with a kinyan. Moina like kolshkein. Vaymas of something else. Let's say something else. Miyav chavim adikach tarti. Need both. Maybe need kesef and mashicha from a guy. That means yad misecha mashicha alone. But a guy needs both. Amri v'lav kavachaymum who gufa ba'achas moina v'shtayim. That his mom is doing more tukin on him. Maybe the diak is like this. That a misecha needs dafka mashicha, but a guy could be either kesef or mashicha. So the Gemara doing that misecha. But a misecha bechada, a bechav na bechada. So the Gemara akapanim comes out that a guy's kinyan is kesef and a yid's kinyan is mashicha. And therefore, when a person buys from a guy a para, once he gives money, he is kind of the para and he already is chayiv im bechar. And we learn that miyad misecha. Miyad misecha needs mashicha, but a guy is kesef. Omamar, this is similar Gemara, just the opposite case. Omamar says, "V'chavu shalos moyis Yisrael behemta b'dinayim." A guy gives you moyis Yisrael for his behema. Vidinayim and his din and the guy's din. Obviously, Mashach without Mashicha Koino part of Mechayer. It really belongs to the guy with a kesef alone and it's part of Mechayer. My Vidinayim. What is the name? The name of the Gufay that we say, Mashiach Asa Kavachayim, we say Kavachayim like this. In Gufay Yeshua Koinolei, you know, a guy could buy Eved Ivri. And if a guy buys Eved Ivri, he's kind of a kesef. In Gufay Yeshua Koinolei, Bekesef, Echsev, Bekesef, Ekenosai, it says by a pasuk by a guy buying Eved Ivri, Bekesef, Ekenosai, and money like Kalshikin, of course a guy could buy the Yeshua's mammon with a Kenya kesef. So, Mars is not a Kavachayim, because you find mammon can need Mashiach, even though his guf could be need kesef. Yeshua means Yeshua Yechichu, the Gufay kind of a kesef. A Yisrael buys his friend Eved Ivri with Kesef, and my name is Tovim Mashicha. So it can't be what B'dinayim means the Kavachayim. El Abay B'dinayim Shepash Kulam Tairu. Adik from a Tairu. Tairu is a Vichasim Kuru Mimke La Misach. He's selling something to a Yid. La Misach Abba Mashicha. El Avichavim, when you sell something to a guy, it's B'Kesef. And therefore, when you sell your parah to the guy to pat yourself on B'Chayra, it works B'Kesef. Ve'im Elichavim Meklal Kailoi. No Kenyan should work. Until it gets to his hands, it won't work. I'm reading Lav Kavachaymu and Megufay Kano and Amayil Lakoshkein. If is a Kenyan when the Yisrael's guf goes ahead, so of course his mamain has a musig of Kenyan. So he says Eim Lechavim is Adi Gatarti. Maybe the guy has to buy with both Mashicha and Kesef. Lav Kavachaymu Megufay Ba'achad Menu Megufay Gufay is kind of with one thing. Amayil Mishdaim money in these two. Eim Ayvahayvaha. I mean a guy can be kind of either with Kesef or with Mashicha. Domi Dam Insecha. My Insecha V'Chado. So Amisach was one kinyan, Amisach was also another kinyan. So basically what we're learning here from Amisach on this pasuk, it's twice, this pasuk, I read the whole pasuk, it says, V'chisimkru mimkru l'amisach, if I sell something to a yid, I can't be Amisach. I'll tell you what it's just, that's what pasuk says. So it's saying, the din of to Amisach is different than a guy. By Amisach is a kinyan Mashiach, and by a guy is a kinyan Kesef. And therefore, we just learned that when you buy a Bechar, or you sell a bechar, not bechar, the behemoth that has a bechar to a guy, it works with Kenyan Kesef. So the Gemara Vaita, after the Hakdama, the new, next Gemara should be is a new Gemara after the Hakdama. So basically, when you handle a fiyah different man yama, what are you going to do with the Zami Secha? That's really the Gemara's next question. Amri, v'la meimar. On top of your Gemara base.